This is British Public Radio.
Turning 18. A series of audio stories put together by Penguin to mark 18 years of the Refugee Council's children's section. The stories are written and read by refugees and inspired by the theme Turning 18. Vivian Westwood.
Aquileia. Aquileia was trafficked to the UK from Tanzania at the age of 15. When she finally found freedom, she tried to put the past behind her by focusing on her new life in the UK. She has since completed GCSEs, A-levels, and achieved a BA in interior design. In her piece, Aquileia recounts the difficulties she encountered on trying to forge a life for herself as a young person in the UK without the support of family or knowledge of the language and culture. Her story meditates on the importance of friendship, education, and her determination to create a happy life one day at a time.
As a child, I always wondered how it felt to have a mother who loved and cared about me, who, when I come from school, after being bullied by other kids for not having shoes on my feet, or simply for not having parents, or the days my teacher is having a bad day and decides to take it out on me without any particular reason. Those days, I used to dream when I get home, I will find my mum there, tell her everything that had been happening, and everything would be okay. But as I grew older, I realized that that was just a fairy tale dream and that will never happen. The only thing I could do is learn to protect myself and never have high expectation. In that way, I would not be disappointed. I grew up in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. The memory of my youth was not one that I would say was a happy one. At age of 15, I moved to London. This move was one of the most challenging experiences of my life, both mentally and emotionally, due to change of environment and the language barrier. In 2003, I was referred to Refugee Council by police, and it was the Refugee Council who helped me to find a solicitor, referred me to an organization that helped me find a place to live and arrange English classes to help me improve my language. They allocated me a key worker who ensured that I was participating in activities taking place at the refugee day center at the time and introduced me to other young people who were in the similar situation as me. This helped me be part of a society as well as form friendship with other young people who some of them we became best friends until today. The most important part of my life after turning 18 was being able to have a conversation with someone in English and make sense. Feeling safe and for the first time in my life, having friends who I could call on and speak to whenever I felt alone. The second most important part of my life after turning 18 was gaining a GCSEs and going to complete my A-levels. When I turned 18, I was living in a sharing house in London with other young people who were in the same situation as me. The people who inspired me most at that point in my life were my friends. Some of them, we were living in the same house and we were going in the same school. I was inspired by their courage, willpower, and sheer determination they had to achieve in life, despite the difficulties they have had in their lives. And that made me think I could do something positive with my life, despite the difficulties that I had as a child and a young person. To me, the most important thing was to take each day as it came and make sure I learned something new at the end of each day. After turning 18, I was very excited because I thought, I'm now an adult and I can do anything I like. Going to my friends over the weekend and come home whenever I wanted, without my key worker, foster mom, or anyone else interfering with my life. For a moment, I felt free, but that freedom did not last long as I came to reality that the security that I had felt, the people that I had knew and called my friend, the freedom that I had had, the effort that I had put into learning something every day, may soon mean nothing and all could be just a dream. All this was due to the fact that I was given a leave to remain until the age of 18, and after that I was to extend my leave. That meant starting to look for a new solicitor as the previous ones were no longer practicing. This experience was more traumatized than I expected. Though I had a personal advisor who was guiding me, most of the calls to law firms and appointments were done by me. Looking at it now with the maturity that I have, I feel proud that I managed to juggle work, school, and stay mentally stable during the time. So I would tell my 18-year-old self, well done.
This audio series was brought to you by Penguin Audiobooks in association with the Refugee Council, who provide intensive support to trafficked young girls like Akilea. To hear more from this series, find out more about the Refugee Council, or to make a donation towards the running of its services, please visit turning18.co.uk.
Turning 18 is a British Public Radio presentation in association with Penguin Books.